Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to present Bharat Ratna Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says, India, a democratic nation with robust judicial system, does not need lessons from anyone on rule of law. Today is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Indian Navy rescues 23 Pakistani nationals from Iranian vessel attacked by Somali pirates in Arabian Sea. In tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play men's doubles final of Miami Open tonight. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets in Bengaluru. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Bharat Ratna Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh and P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur and eminent scientist M.S. Swaminathan will be given Bharat Ratna posthumously. Former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani will also be given the top civilian award of the country. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur's son, Ramnath Thakur, has thanked the government for conferring Bharat Ratna posthumously on his father.
ये तो उनके जीवन का सोच थी, जो उनके विचारधारा थे, जो उनके असूल थे, उन असूलों के लिए देश की आजादी में कूदे और देश की आजादी से लड़ते विधानसभा लोकसभा में अपनी आवाजों को बुलंद किया और 140 करोड़ जनता की अपेक्षाओं को पूरा करने का काम किया और भारत सरकार ने उन्हें भारत देकर जो सम्मानित किया मैं बिहार की जनता की तरफ से पूरे हिंदुस्तान की जनता शोषित पीड़ित दलित लांछित की तरफ से भारत सरकार श्री नरेंद्र मोदी के प्रति कृतज्ञता ज्ञापन करता हूं उन्हें बधाई देता हूं
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has asserted that India is a democratic nation with a robust judicial system which cannot be compromised by any individual or any group. Describing Indian democracy as unique, Mr. Dhankar stated that India does not need lessons from anyone on the rule of law. The Vice President was addressing the 70th Founders Day celebrations of the Indian Institute of Public Administration in New Delhi yesterday.
So India is that country, we don't need to be taught lessons in rule of law. India is a democratic nation with robust judicial system which cannot be compromised by any individual or any group. It is unique.
Mr. Dhankar said, equality before law is a new norm in India today and the law is holding those accountable who thought themselves as beyond law. He described the Indian judicial system as robust, pro-people and independent. The Ministry of Home Affairs has given sanction to the Central Bureau of Investigation, or CBI, to probe the jailed Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader and former Delhi Minister Satyendra Jain over allegations of extortion by alleged con man Sukesh Chandrasekhar. Sources said that the case is related to allegations by Chandrasekhar that Mr. Jain had demanded 10 crore rupees from him when he was a minister in the Delhi cabinet. In this regard, con man Chandrasekhar had also written to the Delhi Lieutenant Governor in November 2022. Today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with single-phase assembly polls in two northeastern states. The scrutiny of nominations was held on Thursday, while the filing of papers for this phase ended on Wednesday. In Bihar, filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. Scrutiny of nominations in the state will be held today. The last date of withdrawal of candidature in the state is 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar, and four union territories will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the Festival of Holi and Bihar Foundation Day. The Congress Party today released another list of five candidates for the Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded C.P. Joshi from Bhilwara in Rajasthan, while Damodar Gurjar will contest from Rajasamand Lok Sabha seat in the state. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said that under the Modi government, all those steps have been taken to increase the empowerment of women, which were unimaginable a decade ago. He added, the government is doing a lot to promote women in business and constantly striving to do better. Mr. Thakur was addressing the 40th annual session of the FICCI Ladies Organization in New Delhi yesterday. In our ongoing series focusing on state and union territory profiles during the Lok Sabha polls, we will now go over to Ladakh. Voting in the union territory will take place in a single phase during the fifth phase of parliamentary elections on the 20th of May. This marks the region's first independent polling for a single seat, having previously been a constituency under the Jammu and Kashmir state. Here is more from our correspondent in this report.
Ladakh holds the distinction of being India's largest constituency in terms of area. Strategically, it shares borders with Pakistan along the line of control and China along the line of actual control. Bharatiya Janata Party and Indian National Congress are the two main national parties contesting for lone seat of Ladakh, but none of the parties have announced their candidature till date. The Ladakh Lok Sabha seat is spread over Leh and Kargil district and has total number of 182,571 electors, out of which 91,703 are male voters and 90,867 are female voters. The Ladakh administration has set up 577 polling stations. The Chief Electoral Officer UT Ladakh is arranging various programs to spread awareness amongst the voters in general and first-time voters in particular. For Akashwani News, this is Phunsuk Wangmo reporting from Leh, Ladakh.
In Punjab, on the orders of the state chief electoral officer, officials in various districts have instructed people to deposit their licensed weapons at the nearest police station or authorized arms dealers ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. As per official figures, currently 2,38,000 arms licenses have been issued in the state till date. More in this report.
On the basis of arms license issued in the state, people currently have 2,87,000 different types of weapons. A maximum of 26,229 weapons are in the Bathinda district. Women are also not behind in the matter of possessing weapons. 4,328 weapons are registered in the name of women, and Patiala district has a maximum of 453 weapons. According to the Arms Act, two weapons can be kept on one license, and there are 60,000 such license holders who have two weapons each. Now, all the district officials have given orders to deposit these weapons immediately with the police or authorized arms dealers. Sheshu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities. Insights from regions and constituencies. Expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. The Indian Navy rescued an Iranian fishing vessel and its crew of 23 Pakistani nationals from Somali pirates in an over 12-hour-long anti-piracy operation in the Arabian Sea. Utilizing their tactical expertise and strategic coordination, the Indian Naval Forces initiated negotiations with the pirates, compelling them to surrender without bloodshed. The surrender marked a decisive victory for the Indian Navy in combating piracy and ensuring the safety of maritime activities. activities in the region. The Navy, in a statement, said, based on the inputs on a potential piracy incident on board Iranian fishing vessel Al-Kambar 786 on Thursday, two Indian naval ships, INS Sumedha and INS Trishul, deployed in the Arabian Sea for maritime security operations, were diverted to intercept the hijacked fishing vessel. It added that after more than 12 hours of intense coercive tactical measures, as per the standard operating procedures, the pirates on board the hijacked fishing vessel were forced to surrender and the crew, comprising 23 Pakistani nationals, were safely rescued. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and his Ukrainian counterpart Dmytro Kuleba held discussion on the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict and its wider ramifications in a meeting in New Delhi yesterday. The External Affairs Ministry said the meeting between the two ministers focused on fostering constructive dialogue and strengthening bilateral relations between India and Ukraine. The ministry said the exchange of views on regional and global matters involved a comprehensive discussion on the ongoing conflict and efforts to achieve a peaceful settlement. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has approved a return to the ceasefire talks with the Palestinian terror group Hamas. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with Israel's lead negotiators and authorized Israeli delegations to join the ceasefire talks in Qatar and Egypt over the coming days. Prime Minister Netanyahu's announcement marks yet another attempt to reach a deal with Hamas, which would pause Israel's military offensive in Gaza in exchange for the release of Israeli hostages. Senegal's Constitutional Council has confirmed the victory of opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye in the presidential election. The confirmation has paved the way for his inauguration as the African country's fifth president. The final official results gave Faye a first-round victory of 54.28% in the voting held on 24th of March. However, the ruling coalition's candidate, former Prime Minister Amadou Ba, finished with 35.79%. On to sports now. In Miami Open Tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden will play the men's doubles final tonight against the second-seeded pair of America's Austin Krajicek and Ivan Dodig of Croatia at Florida in the United States. This will be the 14th ATP Masters 1000 final for Bopanna, who has so far won 25 doubles titles. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders registered a 7-wicket victory over Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Bengaluru last night. Put into bat first, Bengaluru posted 182 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Kolkata overhauled the target for the loss of 3 wickets in just 16.5 overs. The IMD has forecast a fresh spell of intense rainfall and thunderstorm over northeast India from today. It said isolated heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya. The weather office also predicted isolated light to moderate rainfall over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Web of Jyotsna Srivastava.
Thank you, Anuja. Highlighting the transformative potential of technology and to bring a psychological change, Modi vows to arm rural women with technology, says the Pioneer on its front page. India and Ukraine talk war and peace, a summit in Switzerland on table as well, notes the Indian Express on the first visit by the Ukraine foreign minister to India. A headline in the Times of India, quoting the Prime Minister, writes, "Will boost cervical cancer research in next term, want all girls vaccinated at low cost." In a bid to control dust and air pollution, construction sites to get pollution color codes, writes Hindustan Times. As per International Labour Organization data, higher education is linked to higher unemployment rates in India, cites the statesman. And finally, in a good news for freshers, TCS opens its gates for 2024 engineering and arts graduates, states the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Vaibhav. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to present Bharat Ratna Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar says, India, a democratic nation with robust judicial system, does not need lessons from anyone on rule of law. Today is the last day for withdrawal of candidature for first phase of Lok Sabha elections, along with assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. Indian Navy rescues 23 Pakistani nationals from Iranian vessel attacked by Somali pirates in Arabian Sea. In tennis, Indo-Australian pair of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden to play men's doubles final of Miami Open tonight. And in IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 7 wickets in Bengaluru. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.